This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, avoiding shirk through obedience. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There are two types of shirk, polytheism. The first one is shirk jali, which is open polytheism, open shirk, for instance, idol worshipping. The second one is shirk khafi, which is the hidden or the concealed shirk. And this is a very dangerous form of shirk. This is what we are discussing today in the light of obedience to creature. When one obeys other than Allah and disobeys Allah, one falls into the shirk, the polytheism, through obedience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran chapter 20, verse number 81 and 82 says, "And they have taken gods besides Allah, that they should be to them a source of strength. By no means, they shall soon deny their worshipping them, and they shall be adversaries to them." Concerning this verse, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, said, "The word worship here in this verse does not mean bowing and prostrating for prayer. Rather, it is obedience to men, obedience to other than Allah. Anyone who obeys a creature and disobeys the creator actually worships him." So the whole concept of worship that we have in our mind is just some ritualistic practices, you know. For instance, praying five times a day and, you know, bowing down in front of someone, or doing sajda or prostration in front of someone. Well, while this is worshiping, but the concept of worshiping is wider than that. If you obey someone, you are effectively, for all practical purposes, worshipping that person. Welcome back, dear listeners. Today we are discussing shirk through obedience, and specifically we are talking about obedience to the creator. Now, you may say that yes, obedience to creature does not make sense conceptually, but practically speaking, brothers and sisters, a lot of times we do things to please others, you know, other human beings. And this is where Islam is very sensitive about, especially if that pleasing of others is coming at a cost of displeasing Allah, right? Now, you may ask, parents are a creatures other than Allah as well. Should we not obey them? Well, let's turn towards Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam, who wrote to Ma'mun, "To do good to the parents is a religious duty, even if they are disbelievers. But when it is a cause for the disobedience of Allah, neither they nor other people should be obeyed, because no obedience to any creature is allowed when it is a disobedience to the Creator." End quote. So Imam Ridha alayhi salam is clearly informing us, brothers and sisters, that, you know, do not be caught up in this trap of shaitan that, oh, since they are my elders, since they are my parents, since they are my teachers, you know, I have to listen to them and obey them. No, it's not that simple. You have to make sure that what they're asking for is in line with the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot just make these people happy at the cost of making Allah unhappy. If the obedience of parents is in line with the obedience to Allah, we must listen to them. We're not allowed to be angry at them. The Quran says, don't even say uff, which means do not say or make a slightest and the lightest of gestures to show your unwillingness or unhappiness towards your parents. But if it comes at the cost of making Allah unhappy, this is where Islam expects you to not obey them in that particular instance.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.